This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. U.S. Senator for Montana John Tester, the only Democrat occupying a statewide federal office in Montana, may have an even tighter path to re-election in 2024 under a bill advanced by Republican state lawmakers in the state legislature. Senate Bill 566 would establish a top two primary election for U.S. Senate next year when Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester is up for re-election. The bill would establish a version of a jungle primary in which every candidate, regardless of party, runs in the same primary election. The top two vote-getters would advance to the general election, meaning that third parties would almost certainly be kept off the ballot. Democrats decried the bill as a partisan power grab, targeting just one specific race in just one specific election, as the bill would sunset the following year and applies to no other races. Tester's race is widely anticipated to be the most expensive and one of the most watched in Montana history. Tester is considered one of the two or three most vulnerable Democrats in the GOP's quest to retake the U.S. Senate majority. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Pat Flowers of Belgrade said, "This is just brazen partisanship targeting a single race. This isn't fair. This isn't what Montanans want. They don't want one-party rule. They want us to have fair elections." The sponsor of the bill, Republican Senator Greg Hertz of Polson, said the law will only apply to the one U.S. Senate race, John Tester's, because of the importance of the office. Hertz said his bill will sunset in 2025 because it's a, quote, test run, unquote, to see how the voters like the proposal before applying it more widely. That means the law would only apply to the 2024 race for Tester's U.S. Senate seat. It would not apply to the race for Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines in 2026. The bill would create a primary in which the two candidates who receive the most votes advance to the general election, regardless of party affiliation. In current partisan elections in the state, the victor of each party's primary advances to the general election ballot. Candidates in the top two primary would still be able to declare their partisanship, but it could mean that two Republicans advance to the general election. When the bill was first heard in the Senate State Administration Committee in the Montana Legislature last week, Montana Libertarian Party Chair Sid Dowd argued it would effectively deny his party the opportunity to give the public the chance to learn about its views. In all likelihood, the change would primarily impact the electoral viability of the Montana Libertarian Party as the only third party that regularly qualifies for the ballot in Montana. Dowd said, "As this bill sunsets after the next U.S. Senate race, it is specifically drafted to eliminate any participation in that specific election except for the big two parties, enhancing the stranglehold on the two-party system." Other opponents, liberals, conservatives, and libertarians alike, criticized the bill as a brazen political maneuver. Why should we change the rules on a single election for a single voting cycle, testified activist Shana Henry. If you are so concerned by a campaign victor receiving less than 50% of the vote, why wouldn't we have done it before? Why wouldn't it apply to other elections, such as the most recent Western Congressional District election? This bill oozes ill intention. I think it's a bad idea all the way around. Democratic Senator Ryan Lynch of Butte said, "Let's just call this bill what it is. Nothing but a partisan power grab. When we look at the termination date, it's not insignificant that there's one statewide elected official who'll be part of this." Republican Senator Carl Glum of Kyla replied, "I think the only reason you should be scared of it is you don't think your guy can win." One of seven Republicans to vote against the bill criticized the proposal as being narrowly crafted by design and said that it would take citizens' voices away. That, coupled with national party leaders talking about putting an emphasis on recruiting high net worth individuals to run for Montana's U.S. Senate seat in 2024, seems to be designed to eliminate good homegrown candidates, which flies in the face of how we traditionally do business in Montana, the senator said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.